It was painful watching the 74-year-old woman we call Mom shuffle about in her kitchen, hunched over, lifting her stiff, curled hands to pull the burning orange cigarette to her mouth. The mother we once knew was also separated from the oxygen tank and tubes neatly tucked away in the corner. This is the same woman who tended our scrapes and wounds as children. I also have a shadow of images of Mom moving about energetically in the kitchen, the oven door open to provide extra heat for us to stay warm, to nurse our colds and give us courage before walking to school. She cooked thousands of daily meals, heavy in starches sprinkled with divine love over the years. Putting the rag up to her lips, licking it wet to wipe our faces, she was the ultimate matriarch. Our mom was also mother to all of the other kids on the block who paraded in to find summer snacks and shelter from rain and bullies. She found strength and vision to manage a daycare for snotty-nosed children that converged on us each weekday. She also operated a neighborhood grocery in the front end of our home. We have many fond memories of this woman of great strength and love who became a successful businesswoman and entrepreneur several times over throughout the years. Along with working both in and outside the home, she was there for the births and the care of her grandchildren and through the trials and tribulations of divorce and other challenges with myself and two siblings. Most notably, she was an integral part of the intervention with the family, including my addiction to alcohol and other substances. On the back porch of my first home one day, she came to my rescue and took me to treatment, even though I left without checking in. I kept my family secret a few months longer until one evening, under the influence of a cocktail of substances, I ran over an embankment and was taken to jail. I had no question about who I would call. Anyone but my mother would have hung up on that one call I made from jail that day. Upon release, I submitted and found relief in 28 days of inpatient treatment that changed my life forever. A few years later, she was present for another treatment center intervention, this time for my brother. She did not offer to sit in on this evaluation, but I did. During the assessment, my brother divulged a painful secret. Our mother had been handing out pills and taking them like candy for years. I was so livid that I missed the chance of a lifetime to drag her in next, and I berated her all the way home, I'm ashamed to say. This family secret had become too much to bear, it seemed. Soon after, my mother and I sat at the kitchen bar in her home one other day. I told her of my love for her that day and that I recognized the love she had for us before giving her permission to talk about any secrets she might be holding. She held her breath, pursed her closed lips, and shook her head in silence. She came from a generation that was taught not to utter the simple words of surrender. It seems as if it was too difficult for either of us to bear after that, and I fell back into that unspoken code of ethics, reinforcing those secrets every family keeps. You know, the hidden problems that, God forbid, we talk about with others who must surely have them too. I regret retreating from her without asking again in the final few years. She was placed in ICU one spring, and we were not sure she was going to make it. I think because of her age and condition, no one really discussed another intervention. After being released on partial oxygen, she resumed a less active life. One evening, she came home from the hospital after visiting my father, who was recovering overnight from surgery. In the dark quiet of her bedroom that evening, she most certainly lifted the final killers of her pain, washed them down her parched throat, and laid down into her final sweet sleep. Telling this story has allowed me to broaden the memory of my mother. I wish I would have stayed present with her in her suffering, instead of being so stuck in my pain. The grief work comes through the revision of the story to include the memories of her full life and love. I now realize that my mother was doing the best she could with what she had and with what she was given. Her undiagnosed mental health and legitimate physical health issues brought about a perfect storm for her descent. I am left with the recognition that, even though we may always wonder if we could have done more, I do know with great certainty that our mother loved us to death, but all of the love we had for her could not prevent her early passing. She had more love for this world than any one person could stand. And the tough independence and perseverance she was raised with kept her alive, but eventually did her in.